Blog Talk Radio.
When you get ready,
what you gonna do?
The Lord is
gonna do what you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart to the Lord.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Some are coming for questions that they don't have, God, but they need answers.
And we're coming, God, unto you. We're looking to you this morning. And these are the blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we'll let the church say amen and amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we're just coming across these airways this morning with some old school hymns back in the day. And we're featuring on this morning gospel recording world-renowned saxophonist Dr. Vannoy Johnson. And so he's going to be our musician on this morning. And so we're going to go right now into a service that's already in progression. And our sermon on this morning entitled Frustrating Promises. And we know that God keeps his promises. And God has kept his promises. And we're going to read our first key scripture. And it reads this. So the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Isaiah 40 and 5. And he keeps his promises. And we're going to go now into our second key scripture on this morning. Says, delight yourself also in the Lord. He shall give you the desires of your heart. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 37 and 4. Hallelujah. And you might say, well, Overseer Warren, I've been asking the Lord for a husband. I've been asking the Lord for a wife. I've been asking the Lord for monetary compensation. I've been asking the Lord for automobile to get around in. And I've been asking the Lord for to conceive. I've been asking the Lord for just a number of things. But you just know that God has not given up on you. He still knows your prayer petitions that you have placed before his throne of grace. God do not have all time. God do not have memory loss, but God knows our every prayer petition, even before it enter into our minds. God has not turned a deaf ear to your prayer petition, but God is a sovereignty God of his word. And whatever he said he'll do, he will do. So we're going to go right now on into our scripture reading. And we know, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, we know on this morning that the Bible tells us to delight ourselves in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. That scripture reading again is coming out of the law, Psalms 37 and 4. And I want to ask that, do you might feel that any Bible promises frustrate you? Some people say that the Psalmist 37:4 is a guarantee that you'll get whatever you want. It'll get your spouse a job, money. And so it sometimes will give a person to wonder at times, why don't I have what I want? Why don't I have what I'm asking for? Well, we know that God is on time. God is never late. And it's according to God's will that he carry out the petition that we petition him for. And when promises frustrate us because it seems that God is not fulfilling it, maybe it's because we don't understand what the verse really means. And here are three suggestions to help us. Psalms 37 is an example. Consider the context. Psalm 37 is telling you and I not to worry or to be envious of the wicked. Our focus is not to be on what they have, nor what they seem to be getting away with. Verse 12. Instead, we are commanded to trust and delight in the Lord. Verse 3 through 4. We're taught in John, 1 John 5 and 14, that our requests need to be according to God's will for us. Other scripture on the same topic can also give us a balance. Hallelujah, that in the treasure of David, We're told that in verse 4, those who delight in God desire or ask for nothing but what will please God. Hallelujah. So, as we learn to delight in the Lord, His desires will become our own, and He will grant them. So, if you don't give up, don't throw in the towel. Don't count it all lost, but count it all joy. That God is a promise keeper, and God promises are kept. God always keeps His promises to you and I. And we know that sometimes it seems like we wait so long for someone to keep their promise that we begin to think that the promise will never be fulfilled, to give up on that promise. Then, in the rational and natural response, unless the promise maker is God, we know that He is a faithful promise keeper. So let you and I hold fast to that profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promise, Hebrews 10:23. And if you and I reflect on the ways of the ultimate promise giver, we'll realize that He is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness. In the law of 2 Peter 3:9, His time is always the right time. So you and I must also remember when God led the Israelites out of Egypt. Would you ask, was it too soon or was it too late? What is about the coming of Jesus Christ? Wasn't it just the right time for the Messiah to be born unto the world? You can read in the law of Galatians 4:4. Now Peter says, I must address the promises of Christ coming again. Some people believe that the time should have already come. Is He coming at all? They wondered. Peter responded with an assurance that the day of the Lord will surely come in God's own time, even though many would not be ready for it when it does come. We who wait must know that God has reason for keeping us waiting. Perhaps it is to give us greater opportunity to grow closer to Him and to be more ready for His coming than we are now. Remember, He does not want any to perish, but all who should come to repentance. That scripture reading can be found in the law of 2 Peter 3:9. And when we reflect on history, we see a confirmation that His promises are solid and timely. God has always done what He promised in His own time and in His own way. The reality we know in faith is that He is coming back in His truth. For as Isaiah says, the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Isaiah 40:9. And He keeps His promise. Hallelujah. And we know that Mary kept all those things and it pondered them in our heart. That scripture reading can be found in the law of Luke 2:19. And we know that you and I as parents, and those of you that are parents, maybe you be biological parents or foster parents or just parents as a whole, we know that we love to remember the developmental milestones of our children. And we record in a baby book when they have their first rollover, and when they first crawl and take their first step. Often they will take photographs and they'll save the baby clothing to bring back memories of those precious experiences. Now we read also in the law of Luke 2:19 that Mary, the mother of Jesus, she kept a baby book of sorts in her heart. She treasured the promises that had been given about her son and pondered them. The Greek word we find out for ponder means placing together for comparison. We are told that Mary, hallelujah, had heard of great things concerning her son from angels and shepherds. And as his life unfolded, she would compare those promises with how her son acted to fulfill them. And our faith will be strengthened. And we will be encouraged when we meditate on what the scriptures say about God and compare it with the way that he works in our own lives. You can read in the law of John 14 and 21. Here's a God who answers prayers. John 5 and 14 and through 15 comforts us in our suffering. Then you can go down to the law of 2 Corinthians 1 and 3 through 4 and provide for our needs. Philippians 4 and 19. When we take time to ponder, we will see the faithfulness of our great God. Hallelujah. We know God gives by promise that we may take by faith. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful to know that we serve God whose promises are true? The experiences of our life have taught us that you and I can depend on God. You and I can trust him to be faithful in all that he has promised. God has promised to provide for all of our needs, and in his promises, he has never failed. Yet you and I have often failed him by being disobedient to his word, allowing doubt and fear to enter into our consciousness, or creating idols of our own desire, or by you and I unattentiveness. And in spite of all of this, God continued to provide for you and I. He continually to provide. Hallelujah. Careful seeing to each and every concern. God has also promised you and I to always be there. He assured us that we are never alone. He is there to comfort us in the difficulties of life through sickness and pain, heartaches and disencouragement. Even when we turn away from him, God is right there waiting patiently for you and I to turn back to him. One who is able to heal, save, and deliver us. It is truly a tragedy that in spite of knowing the ever-present God, we find out that men and women still become distraught and discouraged, not recognizing that there is one who always cares, who understands, and who loves us even when we feel that we are not lovable. God has also promised you and I to bless us. As Paul tells us in Jesus, every one of God's promises is a yes. We need not worry whether or not it is God's will to bless us. For in God, Jesus Christ, the answer is always yes. Yes. God wants you and I to be whole. Yes. God wants you and I to have peace. Yes. God wants you and I to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Yes. God wants you and I to have life and to have it more abundantly. If there is disencouragement in your and my life, the question about God's will concerning you and I, the answer today, in Jesus' name, is yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. And we know that Abraham believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Genesis 15 and 6. And we know that Abraham could have identified with these examples from nature. In the old age, the Lord made a promise to him, I will make you a great nation. That scripture reading is coming out of love, Genesis 12 and 2. But as the years passed, Abraham questioned how the fulfillment of the promise was possible without even the basic building blocks of a son. So God assured him, one who will come from your own body have been your heir. Despite his advantage age, we find out that Abraham believed God, hallelujah, was called righteous. Yet he waited 25 years from the time of the initial promise for Isaiah to be born. Waiting for God's promises to be fulfilled is part of trusting him. No matter how long, hallelujah, the delay, we must wait for him, as the writer of Hebrews reminds us. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Hebrews 10 and 23. Not so in haste, my heart. Have faith in God and wait. Although he seems to lean alone, he never comes too late. I would encourage you all this morning. God always performs what he promises. And in closing, I hope and I pray, hallelujah, that this program has been an impact and has impacted your mind and encouraged your spirit on this morning. And we're now going to change the dimension of this program. We're now going to bring you Hymns of Zion to encourage your heart and uplift your spirit. And as we go now into the Hymns of Zion, I want you to listen up. I am now playing in cassette, so that's the reason why the music has quit or has stopped or has ceased. I'm now going to restart the music. So listen up and be blessed. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. I will come back before the closing of this program. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.